So thank the Lord team for giving me opportunity to present here. So most of the speakers today, they discuss about the urban soils and mostly in the developed countries in the USA. So today I will be presenting some of the urban soils in the developing countries and the people, their activities, how they are affecting the soils and what could be the effect for the current soil, the contamination, and for the future generations. So I would like to thank and acknowledge my co-authors. These are mostly the undergraduate students. We did a project on that, and I would like to share our experiences with you. So we have done this study in the Sultanate of Oman. This is not a very big country, 30 million people they are living in there. And the population density is also like quite fair, but in the urban areas, the intensity is much more. So the trend for urbanization is the same as in the world. More and more people, they are interested to live in the urban areas because they are having more facilities over there. So the trend there, the same in Oman, that the rural population is going to decrease and the urban population is increasing. And even if we see this in the world, so Oman is having more even than the Asia and the Western Asia. So we were thinking that the increasing urban population are really exerting more pressure on the soils of that area. So, and therefore the soil quality and soil properties, they might really be affected. So for this, we have done this project to know that this was a kind of interdisciplinary study. We have done the social studies as well as the environmental. So we had done a social survey to know how the people, they are aware of their activities and how they are affecting their soil resources. And also that some of the selected activities, we find out how they are going to affect the soil and the whole environment. And also the risk of contamination by these different human activities like the heavy metals or the pathogenic microorganisms, how they could be affected by different human activities in the urban areas. So we selected a sieve for this study because in Oman, this is the highest populated city with more population and more housing unit. And interestingly, within one decade, there is almost 50% increase in the housing units, as well as the population is also increasing like in 35% decrease in one decade. So therefore, we selected this area. This is growing more and more. More buildings are being constructed every year. So therefore, you can see the population density. Maybe 10 years back, there were not as many households over there, but now more and more buildings are being constructed, and therefore more and more pressure on the soils over there. So what we did, as I told you, it was an interdisciplinary study. First, we have the area survey of the sieve so that we can find out which are the most likely soil manipulating activities in the urban areas. And then we did a social survey to know what people they know about how they are handling their soil, how they are managing, and what could be the likely impacts of their activities on the soil. And then we find out, we did the examination of the different paddons and profile descriptions to know how different activities of the people in urban areas are affecting the morphological features of the soil. Okay, we also determined the physical and chemical properties of soil, and because when we did the survey, we have found out many of the activities, they might be contributing to the contamination by the different pathogenic bacteria. So therefore, we did the enumeration and identification of different pathogenic microorganisms. So you might have not seen in the developed cities, sites like this, the picture. So there, when we visited different places, you can find out people, they are throwing garbage and directly incorporated into the soil. And this is not only some places, but many places in the study area. So not only the different chemical contaminants, but we have seen like the spoiled food and all these things are being directly thrown onto the soil. See, and also as I told you, more and more buildings are being constructed over there. So therefore, all the construction material is also being thrown onto the land. And another thing that the people there are more interested in the gardening, agriculture, urban agriculture. But what we find and which was alarming for us, that due to the scarcity of water, they were using the sewage water and grey water for irrigation purposes. So they were directly, just from their septic pump, they were pumping the water and using it for irrigation of their gardens. So therefore, when we did the area survey, we selected these two activities, that the gardening and irrigation with different untreated grey and black water, as well as the throwing garbage outside of the containers. So here you can see the we then get different samples. We dig the pedons, did the profile descriptions, and in detail study the physical and chemical properties, and also did the enumeration and identification of different microorganisms over there. So we did excavation of pedons and profile descriptions just close to the garbage areas, and determined different like soil texture, soil pH, EC, and concentration of different elements with ICP. And we were more concerned because, as you have seen on those places, the spoiled food as well as the untreated black and grey water. So we were more interested in determination the population of these pathogenic microorganisms. So we did this most probable number for determination of fecal coliform and the total coliform, and also the salmonella and this staphylococci, as well as the E. coli in those contaminated soils. So then we purified from each of the enrichment medium some of the isolate, and then we did the 16 sRNA for the identification of those microorganisms. So what we got when we had the social survey, so when we asked the people, this is like 70 people were asked from different locations in the UNSEAB. We prepared a survey, and then those people, they answered the questions. So on the basis of that, when you see the people, almost 70% people in the residents of the SEAB, they were interested in the gardening. They want to do the gardening. And they were growing all types, like edible crops as well as ornamental crops. And they were using those crops for, like, which are the edible crops they were using. And the source of irrigation, you can see here. So, like 25% of the people over there, they were using the untreated black water. And also, some were using the grey water. And, like, more of them were using the municipal supply water. And when we asked them how often they use this grey or black water, so they were using, like, more people, they were using, like, daily or twice a week or thrice a week. But this is more important to know that that were untreated water, like the black water or grey water, they were directly pumping from their septic tanks and using for irrigation. So then we asked them, do you know if are some regulations for using this untreated black or grey water? So most of the people, they say no. Although in the Ministry of Oman, they have this regulation. The people, they could not use this untreated black or grey water, but people, they were still using that. And when we asked them, do you know that there are this untreated black or grey water could be a source of pathogens? And most of people, they know that they may be causing diseases, but still they were using. And when we ask them, okay, if that could just also, when they are irrigating with black or grey water, that can go deep down into the groundwater. And also some people, they agree that, okay, that can go down. But many other people, like more than about 50%, they were like disagree that that water can go, the pathogens can move to the groundwater. And then when we ask them, okay, is this incorporation of the garbage into the soil can increase the risk of the pathogens? So still they agree that that can increase the risk. But when we ask them why they are throwing garbage onto the soil, not into the container, so most of the people, they just carelessness. that they just are careless to throw directly into the container and just incorporating onto the soil. So, and then you ask whether the garbage could contain different chemicals, and do you think it can also transport not only in that particular place, but can it move to other places? And again, they agree that these chemicals could transport, but still they were throwing material onto the soil. And again, we ask if this garbage can cause the soil contamination. So most of the people, they agree to that. So then after that survey, we find out, we dig different pedons and then try to find out the changes in different soil horizons due to the incorporation of the garbage. So you can see here, this face is very close to the garbage container. And phase two, this is just like 1 meter away. So we did the physical and chemical properties. And also when we find out different morphological features, so there were quite big differences. So see here, the color changes, different materials near the garbage. So there are changes in that, and definitely artifacts, we can find bottles and different materials, the nails. Many artifacts were found over in the dug pedons. Then we found out the changes in different soil physical and chemical properties. So near the garbage container, we found that mostly the soil was sandy, and just when 5-10 meters away, see, the soil texture was different. So it was not that much sandy as here, just the whole depth of the pedon. In another pedon, we also found the same trend, that there was like in the soil near the garbage container, that was much sandy. And then we find out the soil pH. So we have found that the in the control, the pH was about neutral to alkaline, but due to the incorporation of the garbage material, the pH was going to decrease. So, and also, as I showed you before, the phase 1 and phase 2 of the pedon, that was just very close to the pedon, there was more decrease in the pH. And that was away, a little bit away from the pedon, there was not as much decrease in the pH. So in another pedon, we found the same trend. And then we also saw the effect of different this gardening, as I told you, with the black, untreated black and gray water on the pH. And we have again seen that in the control where they were not using this black water or gray water in their garden, so there were not as much decrease, but when they were using this black or gray water, so there were decrease in the pH. So why are we concerned? Because in Oman, most of the soil, they are having a pH close, alkaline, but when that is going to decrease, so if there are some heavy metal contaminants, their bioavailability could increase due to decrease in the pH. So the EC, we also find out the EC of the place and near the garbage container. So in the control, where there was no garbage thrown, so there was not salinity at all. But when in the pedon, which were close to the garbage, so there were increase. And in one of the pedon, which was close to the garbage container, there was quite high salinity. That was close to 7. So similarly, in another pedon, because we dig different pedons in different areas and found the same trend, that there was some increase in the pH due to the incorporation in the EC due to incorporation of the garbage material. And similarly, gardening with the irrigation of untreated black and gray water resulted in increase in the pH. So at some places there was much higher increase, but at other places there was not as much increase, and at the surface there were more increase in salinity as compared to the depth. So some of the metals and the other elements, they were also determined by the ICP, and we have found out that the soluble elements like cadmium, they were increased in the surface as well as other down depths with the use of this untreated gray and black water. And similarly, boron, that was also increased due to the irrigation of the gardens with black water or gray water. And the zinc concentration that was also increased due to, in response, in some places it was much higher increase, at another places that was not. So that depends upon what type of material they might be using. So, and also with that we have seen, as I've shown you before, we dig up a don near the garbage container and then find out the concentration of elements near to the garbage and away to the garbage container. So this is showing the concentration of different metals and different elements near the container, phase one. You can find out there is much higher cadmium and boron near to the garbage container as compared with the other phase where, which was just 1 meter away from the container. So it shows that the incorporation of these garbage materials into the soil is increasing different elements which could be toxic for the soil. Then we found out different pathogenic microorganisms in the soil. So when we saw the soils which are irrigated with the raw sewage water, untreated water, so there were quite big number of E. coli, staphylococci, even salmonella, total coliform and fecal coliform. Even when we use this MPN method, so they were greater than 2400. And the places where they were using the gray water for irrigation, although there were lesser number of E. coli and salmonella, but still there were total coliform and fecal coliform. And at some places they were using the well water, and we were surprised that we found some of the coliform, total coliform and fecal coliform in those soils. So we were really surprised that they are using the well water from where these pathogens are coming. And also we found out in the places where they were dumping the garbage onto the soil, so there were fairly high number of the pathogenic microorganism over that places. So then we have determined the water, that what kind of microorganisms are there. So there were a high number of this pathogenic microorganism definitely in black and gray water, but we were surprised to find a fairly high number of microorganisms in the groundwater also, which was really quite surprising that the groundwater is also going to be contaminated with the human activities. And here in the well water one, which was just close to the place where people they were using black and gray water, there were much higher number of the fecal and total coliforms as compared to the well three, which was a bit far away from that place where people they were using this untreated black and gray water. And then we have done the 16S RNA identification, and we have found fairly about 90% of the microorganisms they were found to be pathogenic. And just about 10%, they were not like known pathogens or something. So, as a conclusion, we see that the human activities in those kind of areas, they are definitely changing the physical and chemical properties. They are having the contamination of different metals like boron, cadmium, and zinc. And also, different artifacts, they are being added into the soil, the materials. And different pathogens, they are also in those areas. And unfortunately, the people, they are not paying attention to their activities, that how they are making their soil resource useful for their future generation. So these are going to be quite unsustainable practices. And also, at some places, now the government, they were interested to have this landscaping, but due to the place of this garbage container, the soil was just surface soil that was not suitable for having also the ornamental crops due to the presence of these artifacts and all these things. So I would like to thank the Research Council of Oman, which provided the funding for this, and also Sultan Qaboos University, which helped the logistic all doing this work. Thanks a lot, and if you have some questions.
So we have time for one question. How do you explain the fact that people don't, they are aware, if we follow your survey, they are aware of the risk, but...
Now we have prepared different brochures, and then we have told the people that we have analyzed from their places, and then we are showing, okay, how different contamination their soils are having. So if they will be continuously using that practice, so definitely it will be harm their soil and their, and we are us, because there are a lot of disease problems there arising. So now we are conveying, now at the end of this project, we are just having this social campaign, and due to that, now ministries, we also informed the ministries of Oman, and now they are having special containers for the garbage as well, so that we can reduce these practices. Because this little ignorance is going to have a big, you know, consequences of this groundwater even that is going to be contaminated. Thank you.